Hello, this is Jerry Pippin, and in our continuing coverage of the major UFO conferences around the country and around the world, we now spotlight the 2007 Bay Area UFO Expo. Farah Yardoza is here, and Farah spoke at that conference, and she covered it for us as well. Farah, it's always a delight to have you on the air. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
What is happening? I know we're going to talk about your trip out to the Bay Area.
Yes.
And that Bay Area UFO conference has been going on for years. It's
one
of the top ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a very big conference.
And we're going to talk in great detail about that. That's actually held south of San Francisco, right? Down on the peninsula?
Well, it is very close to San Francisco. It's another town called San Jose.
Yeah.
And this year is the ninth year. They started to this conference nine years ago, Bay Area UFO Expo. And this year it was held on August 25th, 26th, 2007. It was great in every meaning.
Now, when we talk about you going to these conferences, you actually have moved from the first time you came on with us in Laughlin as a reporter and observer. Now you're actually a participant. You were at Aztec, you were at Roswell, now you're at the Bay Area Conference. Does this help or hinder you as far as getting an overall idea of how the conference goes? I would think that it would be an advantage.
Yes. And this year, in fact, I spoke in four conferences. This was the fourth one, Bay Area. I started in March in New Mexico Aztec Conference.
Yeah, and we have that on our website.
Yes, and then later in New York City, we started a new conference, Cultural Contact.
Yeah, that was an interesting conference. Are they going to do that again?
Yes, they are planning. We are planning to do that again.
And we have the information about that conference as well.
Yes. And then I spoke in Roswell. We were together in Roswell in July. And at the end of August, I went to Bay Area UFO Expo.
So now what are you going to be doing for the fall and winter season? You getting back into TV? Or?
Well, I'm working on new book projects because this year I published two English books. One of them is about UFOs, Confessions of a Turkish Ufologist. It is a book about my own UFO experiences from my family's alien contact experiences and overall my writings, my articles from Turkish UFO cases and all of that. The other book is You Are Your Soulmate. The title is You Are Your Soulmate. It is a metaphysical, spiritual guidance book. It is for more how to make happy yourself without depending on other people. So I published these two books and now I'm working on new projects. And also this year, starting May, in Turkey, in my native country, we started to have lots of UFO cases.
Oh,
it
really?
Yes, it is very interesting because on the 60th anniversary of Roswell case in Turkey, suddenly 25-30 UFOs started to be seen at the same time. One other thing is that whenever in Turkey there is an important political change, UFO cases increase. This summer, on July 22nd, we had the parliamentary elections, which is very important for Turkey's political future. And also a new president elected. While the elections were coming closer, UFO cases increased. And the first UFO cases were spotted in Ankara, which is our capital city, like Washington, D.C. here. And they were spotted over Mustafa Kemal Atatürk's mausoleum. Atatürk is the first president and the founder of modern democratic Turkish Republic. So the mausoleum, the building, represents a modern Turkish Republic. UFOs were hovering over the building. But later in July and in June and in July, there were many other UFO cases. So I also spoke about these cases in my lecture and in my workshop at Bay Area UFO Expo.
So there is a lot of UFO activity going on right now in Turkey, so to speak.
Now it stopped, but it was very active until the end of July, between May until the end of July.
And so you had a couple of months activity, then it just went away?
Yes, we don't know what is going to happen. As you know, they don't let us know before whenever they are coming. But it was a sudden UFO flap. Also this year, Turkey is under the effect of global warming. The temperature has been always 90s and 100 degrees all summer, and we didn't have any rain.
What is it normally there?
Well, always, depending on the region, generally it is much warmer than where I am right now. In here, in the East Coast, in New Jersey area, in New York City area, there is no summer for me. So, but Istanbul...
By that you mean it's a lot hotter in Turkey?
Yes, too much. Okay. It's extremely, always 90s. But this year, we didn't have any rain. And we were worried about the global warming and the results and the lack of water because most of the dens are empty. And some of the mayors and governors, they suggested to try praying for the rain. And they started to do that. And also, some Christian churches, Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox churches, they organized praying sessions, rain praying sessions this year. And now we have some rain in Turkey. But for some reason, we didn't see anybody was worried about lack of rain and bringing a technical or a scientific solution. So I'm surprised a little bit because while UFOs are visiting Turkey, which means that UFOs are coming from a very high advanced technological dimension, people is praying for the rain. It's a strange situation.
Now when we talk about global warming, I know from... Or at least I get the impression from our many, many conversations we've had over the years.
Yes.
And we've been together for a while, kid.
Yes, yeah. Almost 2 years, 3 years, I guess. Yes.
You feel there's probably some sort of tie-in to global warming and the ET message, right?
Well, I guess they are trying to give us a message. They are trying to show us how will be the future if we don't stop killing this planet. But in many parts of the world, in many parts of this planet, people seems that they don't hear the message. They are not interested in the future. They just try to spend a nice day by day. But what about the 10 years later, in the next 10 years, in the next 25 years? So still, the message didn't get to the target.
So, from an international perspective, Farah, I guess you're saying that global warming is truly a worldwide problem.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's just not here.
Of course. No. And some parts of the globe, some parts of the Earth planet is much more influenced by the global warming than the other parts. And it is a big danger. It is a big fear. It is just like any other natural disaster, just like any earthquake or flood. Global warming is another. It can be another disaster if people doesn't open their minds and eyes in time.
You know, you mentioned earthquakes and floods and natural events, disasters usually. It seems to me, and I haven't done any research on this personally, but you probably have, there seems to be a correlation, a lot of people have told me that, between UFO sightings, flaps, and earthquakes and other natural disasters. Have you seen a correlation?
Yes, it may be. Now, the biggest earthquake in Turkey happened in 1999. And in 4 seconds, 30,000 people died. But again, as the experts say, earthquake doesn't kill. The bad buildings killed. Because in the area where the earthquake happened, most of the buildings were very badly made and they weren't safe. It was the mistake of the builders, constructors. Construction companies, of course, not the workers. Construction companies used very cheap material and they didn't obey the regulations, all these things. Anyway, before and after this big earthquake, again we had lots of UFO sightings. So this happened. Some of the people said that UFOs are causing the disaster. Some of the people say that UFOs were trying to warn us against the dangers.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I assumed it.
So there are both opinions, but yeah. It is difficult to say. So one thing happened 2 years ago in 2005. In Florida, another observer videotaped seven UFOs in the daytime flying in the cross shape. And most of the people interpreted this sighting in a religious way. They said that this is a cross, perfect Christian cross, and this is a religious message from the UFOs. And in the same week, in fact it was August 25th, same week, Katrina hurricane happened. So once again, just before a natural disaster, UFOs were trying to say something. But again, did they cause the disaster or did they try to save people in one way or another? Still, we are asking these questions, but who is going to give the answers? We don't know.
I understand what you're saying. We got about 15 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about the Bay Area Conference and what happened
yes.
there. Tell me a little bit about what happened. I mean, what kind of events and some of the things that, you know, kind of stuck out in your mind.
Well, it was a very large event in many ways. It was a perfect organization. And we were almost 20 speakers. And between those speakers, of course, there are the names that we really know very well. For instance, Dr. Jesse Marcel Jr. was there. Mm-hmm. Ruben Uriarte was there. James Gilliland was there. Dr. Stephen Greer, he was a speaker too. John Lear was there. Bill Burns was
John,
there.
Now, John Lear all of a sudden seems to be making appearances again.
Yes. He was there.
Did you get a chance to visit with John?
Not exactly, but probably in the future I will be interviewing him for you.
Now what was his message this time around at the conference? What did he talk about?
Well, honestly, let me tell you, I didn't have time to listen to his conference because I was very busy with my own things. But this time he was focused on the moon. His lecture was The Living Moon, How and Where the Cover-Up Started in 1870. So it was a very interesting lecture. I will get the DVD as soon as possible. And also he gave a workshop. The workshop was U.S. Mining Operations on the Moon, 1960 to 2007. So he was focused on moon this time. Also, we had other very important, prominent names such as Jordan Maxwell and John Rhodes. So it was a great place to see all these important names all together. And we were very busy because each speaker, we had one lecture and then one workshop. And we started very early. The public's reaction, it was amazing. I never saw such a thing in my life. And I guess West Coast or Californian people is really very open-minded about all these UFO paranormal subjects. Personally, I get the best reactions from the public. I gave a lecture in the workshop, my topics again was about the latest UFO cases from Turkey, but also the ET visitations history in my native country 5,000 years ago, and Turkish nation's cosmic origins originated from more than Istanbul, yes, far than Istanbul, a lost continent Mu.
Constantinople? There was a song like that here in America years
ago. Yes, but it was far than Constantinople or Istanbul. Everything starts in lost continent Mu. So these were my topics. Also,
you and I have done shows about actually. You feel, I think, that in Turkey they're a little more open to paranormal ideas.
Very much, very much, very much open.
And I notice in your interviews and in your lectures and in your workshops, you always leave the door open for these extraterrestrial contacts maybe to be something else as well, more paranormal in nature.
Because we are dealing with different kinds of entities. Yes, there are extraterrestrials who have physical body, just like our body, but there are some beings who interact with us. They belong to another dimension, but they don't have a solid physical body. Some of them are shapeshifters, and some of them are only spiritual beings. They even don't need to shapeshift. So if you make a classification, there are many different groups. So in some cases, yes, there are physical extraterrestrials. They come from the physical space. But in some cases, they are spiritual beings who are interested in our physical dimension, but they are coming from the spiritual universe, spiritual, paranormal, etheric universe. So there are so many things at the same time.
We talked a little bit about your books earlier, and we'll do that again before we get off the air here. You have a website where they can order all this.
Yes, www.farahyurtuzu.com, my name and my last name.com. And I published my books, both of the books, on my website, and they are available on my website. They are available on your website, and the UFO book is the first English book of a group of other books that I am planning to write in English. And I have, as I told you, I have another book. It is a metaphysical spiritual self-guidance book based on my psychic investigations.
Speaking of psychic investigations, you going to do any more of those type shows, or are you just too busy with UFOs right now?
Well, the show that we made for TLC, now it is on a world travel. Many other countries are showing that television show, including Turkey. So it was a hit in India, in Europe, in England, in Belgium. If there will be a new show, I guess it is going to be with another production company and with another team. But still, I got some feedback, very good feedback about that show, and it encourages me to do something else, because I heard very, very good things from another countries, lots of emails and good words about Dead Tenants internationally.
That's great.
Yes.
Now let's focus back on the conference just a little bit. Is there somebody else you'd like to tell me about, or something else you want to say about that conference? I know it was nonstop.
Well, conference was great because I had the opportunity to chat with lots of other experiencers and UFO investigators, such as Jim. James, you interviewed him too. Jim Sparks. And I would like to interview him again sometime soon. Also, Ruben Uriarte, this year he wrote a book, Mexican Roswell.
The Mexican Roswell.
Yes, it was great to meet him.
Ruben's an interesting person.
He is, yes, he is. And we spoke lots of Spanish with him because originally he's from Mexico. Oh, and guess what? Mexican television interviewed me as well. Univision. So it was great.
And in that interview, did you do it in Spanish?
Yes, of course. It was for right. Univision News Hour, in fact. I didn't get to see it. I didn't have the chance to see it because we were very busy with lots of events over there. But Victoria Jack was great. She's a great woman, and I'm very happy to be a speaker in her conference. And I enjoyed every moment.
Now, are you going to speak at some more conferences that are coming up?
Yes, obviously, of okay. course. So there are new offers, and there will be new conferences.
Well, good, you let me know.
Invitations.
Yeah, let me know where you're going so we can let people
definitely.
Know what's happening.
Yes, of course. I'm going to publish them over my website, and we are in contact with you constantly. So I will be letting know everybody for the new conferences for the next year.
How's your tarot card business?
Well, tarot card business is going well, too. In between the conferences, I still help people reading the tarot cards. So both of them are parallel. In fact, in many tarot cards, there are cosmic secrets. So most of the times in my presentations, I use tarot cards to explain some ufological phenomena, such as ancient UFO sightings.
Really?
Yes. So that some of the cards are in some of the cards there are also ufological info.
Somebody that's
info.
Interested in tarot and reading can contact you, Farah, and you'll do a custom reading for them, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Definitely.
We only got a couple more minutes. Is there something else that you'd like to talk about? I really was very interested in your views about global warming and ETs and UFO flaps, and they do seem to be connected.
They are connected, and also UFO reality is not on the books. It is not on the television shows. It is not in the articles that we are writing. It is in our daily life. And on the other hand, there are prophecies. The things that people said and saw about the future thousands of years ago are happening today. So to be able to find real practical solutions to our daily life, we really have to pay attention to the ancient wisdom. So if extraterrestrial beings are our ancestors, it means that they had the ancient wisdom. So probably we have to pay attention what they were saying in the past, and we have to pay attention and listen to them what they are trying to tell us today.
So, in closing here, the big story at the Bay Area UFO conference really was kind of twofold. One is that mainstream organizations like MUFON and people like that are getting interested in abductions and reporting.
Oh, yes, a lot.
And it seems that they're coming out of the closet, so to speak, on that. And the second thing, you mentioned the moon. And what really went on up there when we went to the moon and all of that was a big topic at the
also there were other important names, as I mentioned before, Dr. Jesse Marcel and Dr. Stephen Greer. We had lots of doctors, Dr. Roger Lair. So
Dr. Greer, did you get a chance to talk to him? How does he feel like we're making progress of exopolitical issues?
Well, he also mentioned about the spiritual aspect of the UFO ET contacts. So yes, he is a science man. He sees the subject in a scientific way, but also he pays attention to the spiritual way of the cases, because spiritual and scientific opinions are going to the future of the ufology. I think so.
So you
yes, I think so.
You know, I started to say that's kind of the message you've been giving for a long time.
Oh yes, definitely. Because if you don't understand the spiritual aspect of this reality, we cannot get any solutions. We cannot get any results because human being is a spiritual being in the physical body. So that's why we cannot reject or ignore the spiritual aspect of the human soul and the universe. So yes, this has been my message for many years, and now many people are awakening or accepting this reality.
Anything else you'd like to add before we close?
Well, thank you very much for today's interview, and I will be updating the latest news with you, and I will be sending you new interviews with interesting personalities soon. Thank you very much.
And we look forward to a new fall and winter season with Farah. Hey, thanks a lot. And, we need to plug your website one more time because you have all the books there and all the other things you're doing right there.
Yes.
And it's just your name and
That's it.
.com.
It is very easy.
We have a link to it.
Yes, it is very easy. Yeah. And there is my email and contact information. Everything is there.
Thank you very much, Farah.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, this is Farah Yurduzu. Maybe you have questions about love, your job, your health, money and more. With my psychic gifts and my tarot readings, we can reveal the solutions to your deepest mysteries. Please visit me through Jerry Pippin Radio and let's find the answers together.
Click on Farah's banner for the answers to the most personal questions.